Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 480. And we're talking about the holiness of Mitzvahs Ayna and having Hashem reside in our midst. We are ascertained already that according to the Torah, marital relations is not a shameful act. Rather, it is a natural mitzvah. At its core, it's an expression of pure love. And we'll go even beyond that now. The Mitzvahs Ayna is a catalyst for Hashras Hashchina. It's mind-boggling when you think about it, how something physical, that physical, with the sexual desire and all of that, is how Hashras Hashchina occurs. But that's how we provide a home for Hashem and a way for Him to reside in our homes. The Ramban says, the Chazal say that when a husband and wife unite in holiness and purity, Shechinah dwells between them, as it is written. Rabbi Akiva taught that if a man and a wife merit, then the Shechinah rests between them. And it's the only case where explicitly we see we could be Zeichet Hashras Hashchinah to spread through the entire home. It's in the Geras HaKodesh attributable to the Ramban. Kedusha Tahara means focal point on one's wife, one's husband. Kedusha Tahara means with sexual desire and pleasure. That's Kedusha and Tahara. Shechina Shruya Beinehem. Rakiva darshened it. Right? He says basically that there's a yud in the word ish. There's a hey in the word Isha. This is the Ramban talking. That's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei. And if you're not mechaven for the Kedusha, the purpose is solely for the pleasure of it. Solely, remember that. That's the issue. If it's solely physically oriented, that's when it's a problem. Then the Yud of the Ish disappears, and you have Eish, which is fire. Then the hey of the Isha disappears. That's the hey, the Yud and the hey. Disappears, and you're left with Eish. But again, when you learn the Ramban, it's very clear that when the Ramban says that you're not mechaber for Kedusha, but lamalas tavasan, the Kavana is that the whole purpose is lamalas tavasan. When the purpose has zero connection with the emotional and soul connection, that's when it's negative and the fire will consume them. But if you have with the physical desire, a spiritual and emotional connection, then the yud and the hey is there, and the taiva, the physical taiva, is part of what brings the yud and the hey there. So that's a very important distinction to make. You could say it even as a l'ketchila, but certainly a b'diavad. For example, even if you're going to say there's a shaloi lishma aspect to it, on here, like Tosis says, that mitay shaloi lishma ba lishma is healthy because it leads to lishma. That you're saying, by using my physical desires, it may be some shaloi lishma in there, but the purpose is for the emotional and spiritual connection. Ba lishma, that's the right approach. But even l'ketchila, if you want a desire to connect and you have that physical desire, but your main kavana is using this physical desire as a vehicle to emotionally and spiritually connect, then the yud and the isha is activated, the hey and the isha is activated, and the shechina is there. The Torah teaches us, the Maral says this, chibur ha'adam v'ishtai sheyia l'dova echad agamri. The connection between a husband and a wife, a man and his wife, will make them become literally one. Hachibra azeh, this connection, the physical, sexual, intercourse connection. Al toimar, do not say, ki hu davar gashmi, that it's a physical thing. Kamo shar balei chayim, just like it is with other animals and creatures. Ein hadavar kach, that is not so. Because every man and every woman has a power, has a koyach of union, of connecting, as one, min Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem created the concept of sexual intercourse. He created it for a man and a woman to unite with that power of union given by Hashem. Ki Hashem Yisbarach mechaber hazivuk u'ma'achar oisam. And that's why it's placed between a husband and a wife. This is from the Maral, Baragoyla, page 93, I guess, from the original Maral published works. This is why this mitzvah is exclusive source for Asharas Hashchena. When it's done right, using the sexual desire for the purpose of unifying souls and emotionally connecting, that's where you can reach the highest ultimate point of unity. And it's the deepest way to show love. It's the closest way the couple can unite by becoming Vayiyu Lebasar Echad. That's why the mitzvah is so sacred. Because the Shekhinah dwells only with this pure oneness. In Zohar, Vayikra, Pe'alaf, Amir Aleph, it says we're going to teach it in Lashon Kodesh the way it was interpreted in Lashon Kodesh. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shayra V'lein Nimtza Ela Be'Echad. Hashem dwells only in a place that is one, where there is a oneness. The aim must say nikra ha'adam echad. When is a person called one? B'shar shehu nimtza b'chibra zachar nekeva. When there is a union of male and female, zachar nekeva, or miskadish b'kedusha el yayna, and you become sanctified with the highest kedusha, or miskavan l'skadish, and that's your intent to become kaddish, azu shalom, then your whole, v'nikra echad, you're considered one, b'li chasar, without any defect whatsoever. And therefore, mishum kach, therefore, this is the zayar, tzarech ha'adam l'sameach es ishtei ba'isei shah. A person needs to make his wife rejoice at that moment. Rejoice physically, rejoice emotionally. O'lahachimla, and to prepare her, shetia baratzen echad ima, to be like one in his will with him, both be attuned to each other. They're grateful to Hashem for having this union and experience with one another. They're enjoying receiving and giving sexual pleasure and having an emotional connection and a soul connection. If when you find them both like this, Bahakoil, listen carefully. This is the key. Bahakoil, when they are united completely, benefesh, in their mind or soul, uveguf, in their body. Body is two. They are one in their body. They feel one. They feel a pleasure combining both of them. So it's both benefesh uveguf. Oz, then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shayra Be'echad. Then Hashem dwells in that union as one. And it says afterwards that if it's time of conception, Hashem brings down a neshama, and that's called Banav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. The Ramak, Ramosha Cordovero, in his Sefer Taima Devaira, says the same thing. The Shekhinah is always with a person. Now, when a person's not married, he lacks a level of Shekhinah, because the Iker Shekhinah is mitzad the Nekeva. There's a lower Nekeva, meaning the Nekeva brought down to this earth, which is your wife that is with you, that you provide, and she receives Sher Ksus V'Aina, which means clothing, food, and marital relations. And Hashem blesses you by you providing, husband providing this for this wife. Yes, Kabbalistic notations there in the time of the very, you're looking in over there. And sometimes he cannot be with his wife physically, either when she's a Nida, which you could still have that deep connection there, but an actual Yichud physically can't take place. And then you have the time that he's learning and she's, let's say, working or whatever it is, or the time, you know, he's traveling, then the Shekhinah connects with him, that it should not be lost. But a person always is a Zachar Nekeva concept here. And how do you stay together even during the time of Nida? If you watch Taharas HaMishpacha, if you keep Taharas HaMishpacha and you treat your wife properly in the Nida period, both, by the way, not just with the Harchakas, but also being a mensch and a healthy friend. And so then the Shekhinah is there with you even when there is the Nida period. There Hashem is with both of them by them keeping those mitzvahs. Or when he travels, Hashem is with him. When he's learning during the day, Hashem is with him. With the Zachar Nekeva union, even though right now you're not actually with your wife in a physical way. But then afterwards, when she becomes Tar again, or Leil Shabbos, which is a special time, or when he comes back, then it's the Zman Abilas Mitzvah, and the Shechina opens up to be Mekabel souls, and it's Mesukal for children, and so on and so forth. So it's important to remember that it's not just the physical action of Aina, it's the emotions that go along with it that make a big difference. And the Ramban writes, again, in the Keres HaKodesh Perek Vav, Kishu Boyalaisa, when they are together, Lo Yevelena Bal Karcha, he cannot force her. Doesn't mean Chalila, just literally rape and actual forcing, and not to force her that way, but also, you know, manipulative pushing shouldn't be done. But they should say hachibur, because that type of union, if it was not according to the will of one's wife, then the Shekhinah cannot dwell there. Why? His kavana is opposite of hers. And the mind of his wife is not muskim to his. And it's important for women to know the same thing. That they, you know, they also cannot, you know, have to be in a position where they have the warmth and kindness in their own behaviors towards their husband. So even though the husband's actually the one that's initiating doing the action of it, in a certain technical sense, but not that he's doing it out of a reluctance or a forcefulness. We're not going to get into that now. It's less common, but it's unfortunately happens as well, where a woman, a wife, could force herself on her husband in certain ways, and it's not talked about a lot. You know, and normally when you even talk about sexual harassment in workplaces and other situations, it's like 99% discussed in the form of a man taking advantage of a woman. But you have, unfortunately, very dangerous and manipulative women that have that ability to actually create a serious harassment sexually on a man in other places. And a wife could do that to her husband as well. But it's not the subject for now. But the bottom line is, over here the point is that they have to be on the same page. They need to be aligned with one another in a very holy way, in a very mutually wanting way of a true Ratzin that connects and binds the both of them without any type of manipulation, without any type of unhealthy fear, unhealthy inhibitions, and only totally out of the Ratzin of Hashem. So we have already Igeres HaRamban that explains that marital relationship is not a shameful act when done the right way, combining the soul and the body. The right purpose, it is the natural mitzvah of bringing the Shekhinah down. We have the Igeres HaRamban, we have the Maral, we have the Ramak, we have the Zohar, all saying the same concept. It is a bracha atzuma, a tremendous bracha. Let's not take that bracha for granted. Let's use it the right way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through that schus, will bench us with a tremendous amount of Shalom and Ahava and Achdus. Bracha v'atzlacha.